You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report right now. By now, you have to have seen the news about Tina Turner, which broke late yesterday. It's so weird. It's one of those weird universe things. You know how I found out that Tina Turner had passed? I was writing a little piece in the Mindbender Club patron mailer, the one that goes out on Saturdays. And I always like to include a thing about music at the end. It's some story, news story about music. And this particular one was about the somebody picking the top songs of the 1980s. Like, what was the number one best song of the 1980s? And I think they chose Purple Rain by Prince, which is fine. Great song. But in the top 10, they also had Tina Turner. So I had listed several. And I thought, you know what? I always choose a photo for these stories. Instead of putting Prince in there, and I've used photos of Prince several times, I thought, I think I'm going to grab a photo of Tina Turner.
Oh, what are the odds?
Totally innocent, right?
Yeah.
So I went online. I was like, what would be a great photo of Tina Turner? And as soon as I did that, boom. Story, 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 story. Like, all within the first 10 minutes of the news breaking.
Yeah.
And I just happened to have written about her and just happened to go looking for a photo.
Yeah.
And the first thing I see is Tina Turner has passed.
Yeah, it popped yesterday afternoon. Ooh. I got the little ping on my phone. It was a breaking news story. So I immediately went on to TMZ, took a little screenshot, and sent it to my mom. Because that, I believe it was the Simply the Best album, was in heavy rotation in the old 5-disc CD changer back in the early 90s at my house. And, you know, that's my memory of Tina Turner. And, of course, the Legs commercial with the, what was it, pantyhose or something that she was selling. You know, she was big in my formative years, and seeing those commercials with the Legs and everything, that'll stick with a young boy. You know, the theme song and everything.
I played a lot of her music as a disc jockey, obviously, through the years, because I've been in radio for a billion years. But one thing that stands out in my mind was a show that she put on at the old McNichols Arena in the late 80s. And a handful of us radio people were brought there, and we went backstage to meet her before the show. And a lot of people got, like, shoved off to one side or whatever, and for like 2 or 3 minutes it was just me and Tina Turner standing there having this talk about the music industry. And within those 3 minutes, Jeremy, I found out not only is she a little bit shy, but incredibly gracious, incredibly generous, incredibly friendly. She had one of the best spirits of any performer, and I've met hundreds of rock stars through the years. She had one of the, and so since that day, I've always said in my top 3 or 4 of best, nicest performers, Tina Turner.
You can just kind of tell when you see her, like on any sort of interview.
Kind of can.
Just genuinely a nice person.
So finally, the rest of the group came over and started talking to her, but I like had 3 minutes alone with her, and it was most wonderful time talking to somebody, and I am so sad that she has passed. 83 years old.
Yeah.
There is no way we are going to do this trending report without me playing a song afterwards.
We got to.
Tina Turner. And I want to choose the one from her movie role when she was in the Mad Max movie. So there was a song that came out on that soundtrack called We Don't Need Another Hero. And I think we do. I think we need a new hero to try to replace her. And good luck replacing the queen of rock and roll.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll have that coming up here in just a little bit. Look, the Italian boy in me is very happy, since I like a good bottle of red, that today is National Wine Day.
Yeah, I was reading that. So we consume like 3 gallons of wine a year or something like that. And I started.
How much
thinking,
of that do you contribute to?
I know. I'm like, is that me? I mean,
you don't
kind
strike
of,
me as a big wine drinker.
I've actually switched. I've stopped with like beer and a lot of whiskey and all that. And I'll go for a glass of wine now.
Aha.
My Snoop Dogg Cali Red is my wine of choice.
Well, okay.
It's a
I'm
really good wine.
That.
It's a good wine. 19 Crimes brand. It's good.
That's
but yeah,
funny.
I think that seems about right for the amount per year. I think that's about right.
3 gallons?
You used to be a massive wine drinker. Are you still?
I was a massive wine drinker.
Yeah.
Cut back. Now I've gone back to where I will have a bottle, not as frequently as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too hard. I can't. It's in my blood.
Do you do
man.
A bottle in one sitting? You know, either yourself.
I have
or...
done that before, but not anymore. Okay. I just can't consume alcohol like I used to be able to.
Yeah, I bought one of those aerator things. That's how much I'm getting into it.
You good for you.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
Go have yourself some of your Cali Red today, will you?
All right.
You'll like this. Colorado's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against a company in Arizona responsible for nearly 150 million spam phone calls to Colorado residents. Now, will it stop robocalls from happening? Probably not. Until we start dishing out harsh punishment for the perpetrators, nothing is ever really going to change. But at least our attorney general is trying to do something. That's going on. New report is out naming the airlines with the best customer satisfaction. I fly fairly frequently. They gave the top grade to Delta for the fifth year in a row, and United, which has a big presence out of DIA, was second in terms of customer satisfaction.
All right. That's good.
And then this last story, I don't know, maybe we can just barely touch on it and then throw it in at 7 o'clock when we're talking about tracking young people. But it's Pew Research. They're a pretty big organization. They say that it is taking today's young adults much longer to hit key milestones in their life, like their first full-time job, first apartment, when they first have financial independence from their parents. They compared it to 40 years ago to today, and it's a drastic difference.
Because you're suckling the teat of mom and dad.
Jeremy, that's what I think, and I just don't know how you can talk about it. I don't know how we can talk about it anymore without people getting mad. But I have been concerned for a long time about the extending the infantilizing of young people and babying them. And
you gotta shove them out of the nest.
You know?
You really do.
Coming home to roost now. Young adults just not able to be on their own until much longer. I don't think it's a good thing.
I can't wait until I push my Reed, obviously, who's the oldest, push him out to get a job. I want him to get a job so bad because, you know, just to teach him how to save and make your own money and make your way in life. Like, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for him to progress and start making his own money.
Kick him out, people.
Kick him out of the nest.
Kick him out. All right, what else is trending?
Oh, big news coming out of Broomfield this morning. I guess the First Bank Center out there is going to close later this year after Broomfield officials. It is. They voted on Tuesday night to end their agreement with the arena's operator, Peak Entertainment. November 30th, it sounds like, is when they're going to shut it down. The place is just not turning a profit, it sounds like. And they say it does take a lot of time away from police officers and EMTs and all that to staff it during events. There's been some incidents there, a lot of medical calls. So they're going to tear it down. They're going to level it. I know.
And I was sitting here trying to figure out how long that thing has been up and operating. I thought it was longer than this, but it's only 16 years.
Yeah, it's still pretty fresh. It looks good. We were out that way a couple months ago. I mean, I will say the last time I was there was probably 10 years ago. I was there with a little meet and greet thing with New Kids on the Block.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, at the time, it was a nice little intimate venue. So I'm surprised it didn't really take off.
I agree with you. It looks good when you drive past it there on the Boulder Turnpike. I mean,
easy parking. It's clean out there. You know, it's a nice little building. And for them to like scrap it, they say they're going to get like 22 acres out of it. So, you know, I'm sure it'll go to apartment complexes or something. But anyway, they're going to level the First Bank Center. Just a real quick heads up. If you're thinking about heading to Cherry Creek State Park for the Memorial Day holiday, the main road throughout Cherry Creek State Park is closed indefinitely because of some sinkhole issues. I saw one on the news this morning, a giant sinkhole. So you can't drive around the park right now. Hmm. So just a heads up on that. Dairy Queen trending this morning. I am super irritated at DQ because one of their very popular menu items is being discontinued. It's the cherry dipped soft serve cone, Dom. They are eliminating
the
cherry dip.
Was it too much hassle?
I don't know. They say
your parents owned a Dairy Queen. Did they not like the cherry dip?
I will tell you right now that, yeah, that was part of this. Like, when they owned the store, I would go in and make all sorts of DQ concoctions. Mm-hmm. And one of the main ingredients in a lot of them was the cherry syrup that, you know, liquefies. You dip your cone in, you pull it out, and then it hardens on your cone. Mm-hmm. I would pour that into all sorts of concoctions. It is the best thing at Dairy Queen. A chocolate cone dipped in cherry will change your life. But anyway, I guess they're depleting the stock in the DQ warehouses. And they said, some spokesperson for the company said, yeah, it might return in the future. So it could be one of those things where they just let it go for a little while and then bring it back and make more money.
So is it time for us to do that segment again of what has been discontinued and it broke your heart?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I'll make a note.
You know the Costco chocolate cake will be at the top of that list.
Right.
For a lot of people. All right, this is kind of funny. I don't know. I'm weird. I love these revenge stories when people get back at their exes. This woman has gone viral because she caught her boyfriend cheating. So to get back at him, she hid all sorts of smelly food in his apartment.
Oh,
and there's videos that have gone viral now where she opens up the curtain rods and she's shoving shrimp inside the curtain rods. And she said his place smelled for months and he couldn't figure out why. And it inspired other people to open up. Somebody removed the back panel of their ex's TV and put crab meat in it. Another woman brushed a guy's toilet with his toothbrush. And there was like so many stories. I'm sorry. I find that kind of stuff just really entertaining and kind of funny.
The curtain rod joke that's a solid practical joke to
it
play
reminds
on people.
Me,
we had a coworker one time who said that they just for an old roommate of theirs, just to mess with them as a practical joke, mm-hmm. they stuck an old banana inside a curtain rod.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they
yeah.
said you wouldn't believe it, but after a while, that really started stinking.
Rotten food, man. It reminds me in high school when we broke into my buddy's Blazer, I think he has a Chevy Blazer, and we shoved a can of tuna fish underneath the carpet in the back seat. We opened it up and shoved it in there, and he could not figure out why it stunk so bad. Real quick, here's your Fat America. The fan favorite from the 70s is coming back to Taco Bell, the Enchirito, Dom. You ever have an Enchirito?
I've never tried that.
It's like it's essentially an enchilada that looks like a burrito, and they roll it up and put the sauce on it. Anyway, it's back from the 70s, so check that out. All right, let's do some clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You can check out the world's largest T-shirt on our clickbait today. It is 357 feet from top to bottom, 241 feet wide, and it's bigger than a football field. That's a big arse T-shirt. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.